on this month's DSR. Umbutu makes me really, really happy. There are some games that I want, and we have some staff members that are dying to let themselves be known.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Welcome to DSR, also known as Decent Radio, giving you the things that you don't know because, well, let's face it, you don't have the same hookup as me or Max. I'm your host, Shadow Akuma, and on this month's show, many of you have questions that I'm going to answer. Just what the world is an Ubuntu, and can you eat it, or do you kill it like the rest, like a albino Namekian? Don't ask. How about you don't do either? Listen up as I talk about the operating system you don't know and things you don't know. Also, I have a list, but not just any list. A most magical list. The most magical of all magical lists. And in our segment Tops, I'll be going over the top 5 games I wish would either be made into an HD remake or a sequel already. Because, let's just face it, these games need it. Darn it. And finally, the 3DS has its launch title set. A video game company wants you to name your child a stupid name for a prize. And another dead show comes back to life because, you know, we like zombies and zombie stories. All of this is real and in no way am lying because this is the Decent Radio News. Now, I know that we've been missing for a while. I really do know that. But it doesn't mean that we're laying around doing nothing. Okay, we were kind of sort of, maybe I was laying around doing nothing, Max was probably busy, I don't know. But we did do a lot of upgrades and stuff. We did some scouting and stuff like that, and that with actual scouters that we go ahead and say, it's over 9,000! No, we actually went some scouting over some other podcasts, listen to a few of those. Probably go ahead and do a list about that. Yeah, I'll probably do that next week. Go ahead and talk to Max about that. Do a list of the podcasts that we really do like. Had liked over the time that we were gone. We also got a new computer system with a voice. Interesting, ain't it? We also got some staff members. Yes, staff members. And these staff members we are going to introduce throughout the show and other episodes because we don't really have all the bios up yet. For all the other bios, you can check out our blog at desaintradioblog.wordpress.com. We also got some news stories that don't make it to the show, and editorials by me, Shadow, and Max, and the staff, and all that jazz. So make sure to check it out. We also have a Twitter, which is at Decent Radio, and you can follow Maxwell, because I control the Decent Radio one. Maxwell, he has his own Twitter account. That's at Akuma Shadow, which is odd, because that's my name. He may need to change that. Probably should. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to the music.
And now for something completely different.
we will all drown. I was heard for miles around. In dog's blood, we will all drown. We'll be right back.
All right, we are back, and in that musical break, you were listening to Dog's Blood by Alexis Is On Fire, off of their EP, Dog's Blood, and Surfire by Neuro, off of their CD, Entitlement. Of these and other music that you hear on Decent Radio is available from your favorite online or brick-and-mortar store, retailer, everywhere. Go support your artists, unless they really suck. Anyway, so a little bit of a personal story here for a second. I was the one that screwed up our laptop because I was downloading some Dojini that I shouldn't have downloaded, and I'm really, really sorry about that. And I'm sure Maxwell forgives me. I'm pretty sure if he can stop throwing snowballs at me. But anyway, like I said, I downloaded some Dojini, and after I came back from a trip, the laptop got fried for some reason. It wouldn't work right. It was running Windows XP, by the way. It was not running right for a good 3 months until a friend of Maxwell's aunt gave us two disks. One was for regular Linux, and the other one was the operating system that we're going to talk about now, which is called Ubuntu. One, two, three, the reason why the first one didn't work is because our laptop is really old, and so it doesn't have a DVD drive on it. It has a regular CD drive. That's how old our laptop is. That's how old it is. So, before I begin, just know, anything that I do talk about on Things You Don't Know, they're not really reviews per se. It's just to educate your little bitty mind some more of stuff that you may have not known about. Because I know there are so many people rocking Internet Explorer thinking like it's the hottest new thing, when they're probably getting viruses right now as we speak. It's a sad truth. It's really sad. Anyway, first and foremost, Ubuntu is free and open source. It is free. You do not pay money. You don't have to pay money. But it is an operating system, which is kind of interesting because most operating systems, like Windows or Mac, they cost a lot of cash to buy. And that's why some people actually sometimes stick with the operating system that they have. I know there's probably like a few that still use Windows XP, me myself included. But that's for two different reasons entirely. Anyway, for people that don't know, free and open source software in general is open for the public to use, study, change, and improve without going through all the red tape and hassle of being sued and all that. So that way they can go ahead and use the source code of what that's really called. And source code is pretty much like the blueprint of everything. Ironically enough, the word Ubuntu actually means humanity through others in Africa. Which makes sense because people make programs and stuff for it. Now, another reason why it's free is because the UK-based company behind it, Canonical LTD, sells technical support and services such as gaining a license to teach others or to run servers for other companies so that way it can be free. And the prices are very reasonable, by the way. I did check them out. And installing Ubuntu is fairly easy, especially if you have a notebook, because a lot of netbooks, most netbooks, all netbooks really don't have a disk drive, and so they allow you to install it on a USB device, and as long as you got like at least a gig of space, you can install it on there with no problem and then just erase it afterwards. And the sweet thing about it is, if you have Windows, and like me, some editing programs like Vegas or some other programs, they only work for Windows, and you can't really get rid of it if other people use Windows for certain stuff. Like, I have a few people that have to go on Internet Explorer in order to check a certain website because Google Chrome and Firefox isn't really used to their networking for some reason. I have no idea why they won't upgrade. But you can also dual boot on a Windows PC, so you have a choice of either going on Ubuntu or going on Windows, which is pretty awesome. And if you're worried about programs that you really need, like Windows Word, or if you use Photoshop, you can actually put your worries from there. There are some actually great alternatives to that, like OpenOffice, or what's now called LibreOffice. Yeah, LibreOffice, my fault. LibreOffice is pretty much just like Windows. Yo, check this out. You just go ahead and open it up, just like Windows, down to the look of it, except for the annoying paperclip. If you use Photoshop, or you're broke and you can't buy Photoshop, there's a free open source version of it called GIMP. Just like Photoshop. You won't be able to use Photoshop brushes, but there's a few programs out there that allow you to make Photoshop brushes into GIMP brushes. If you use Windows Media, if you use Windows Media Player, there's a media player called Banshee that's very excellent and so far better than Windows Media Player because it has an online store that allows you to buy MP3 tracks. And if you use Windows Live Messenger or any other messaging client, there is Pigeon, which allows you to connect not only your Windows, but you can connect your AIM, you can connect Facebook, and I believe Skype if you install a plugin, which is pretty cool. Speaking of plugins, all your devices, as long as you have an internet connection going into your laptop, as long as you have that in there, you can install the driver of it without the need of the software. I have plugged in plenty of crap on this laptop without the need of me plugging in a software at all. Ubuntu will look for the driver for you. Well, no, you will have to go through it, which is one of the cons, one of the few cons on there that understandably is true. But you pretty much plug in anything. I have a USB internet dongle that I have to use because, like I said, my laptop is very old. Our laptop is very, very old. And I had to use a dongle in order to go on the internet. Didn't have to go ahead and install the disk in order to use it, which is pretty awesome in itself because you don't need a disk. Now, as for the programs, you don't really have to search the web for programs anymore because Ubuntu comes packed in with two ways to get software. One is the Ubuntu Software Center, which is pretty much a software store akin to more like the App Store in iTunes. And most of the stuff in there is free. And with their recent update, I believe they're going to start allowing you to buy applications if you want to. But pretty much all the stuff on there is free. And another way is the Synpathic Software Center. That's for like codecs and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure if you know somebody that knows how to use Ubuntu or some type of Linux program, you probably won't necessarily have to go in there unless you really want to go into that how to use it. You can customize the living crap out of that thing. I'm serious about Ubuntu. I have seen some crazy customizations to a wallpaper clock that actually runs in the background of the wallpaper to mine's right now. I have this icon set that's called, I believe it's called Faranza. Faranza is pretty, it's really good looking for docs. And it does have, you can download a thing called Docky for Ubuntu. It's pretty interesting to use for all your stuff that you normally go to. And it's kind of like, I will say it's more akin to a Mac OS system. Because I have used a Mac before, back when I went to in the filming trade school. And the Mac, it can pretty much be its distant cousin, in a way. It does steal some looks from both Mac and Windows, which actually does work out very well. Some other stuff that is very interesting is workplaces. Now, we have those moments when we have a small screen and we cannot fit everything on that one screen. And we really wish that we had like a dual monitor. Ubuntu and I believe other Linux operating systems have workspaces where you have one space where you keep your internet browsers open, one space to keep your IM instant messaging open, one spot to leave your email client open, which it does come back in, by the way. More on that later. And it's so much of a lifesaver because right now, as I'm recording this, I have pretty much my script for the show open with TweetDeck and Google Chrome all on one desktop without it being overlapping each other, so I don't have to go through it. What's some other stuff I can go into? Boot time. Boot time on this thing is crazy fast. I can't really say It's crazy fast on my laptop. It's average speed, but it's a lot quicker than it was when it was on Windows. But I had to install it on another person's laptop because they somehow got a virus. So just say go ahead and use Ubuntu. But which, by the way, because it's a Linux program, there's not many viruses on there. So you had the added safety of the fact that you can get, you cannot get a virus on this thing, because most viruses are actually made for Windows or Mac, but not so much for Linux because not that many people know about it, which is pretty cool. But boot time, I did install it on another person's computer, and it did not take long. It probably took 15 seconds for it to go in, me type in the, you have to have a password for it while installation, which I will talk about in a sec. I went ahead and typed in the password, got on the internet, like that. Did not have to worry about it at all. Installing it is actually one of the highlights of Ubuntu. When you, while you're installing everything, as long as you got the internet connection on your laptop, which they ask as a requirement for you, by the way, I will make sure to either be on a wired connection, or if you have a USB dongle like me, make sure to have that on hand and plug that up into the laptop so it can pick up a Wi-Fi signal, because it won't have a Wi-Fi signal onto the laptop yet until you install the driver manually, which isn't that much of a big deal. But while you're installing, you can, it will ask for the time and date, it will ask for your name and all the information for that, it will ask you for your password while installing it. And another highlight of an installation is you can try it out. You use the CD or USB, they'll ask you if you want to try it out before installing it, which is pretty damn awesome if you ask me, because sometimes you want to try out an operating system to see how it works. And I was kind of skeptical of going into another operating system because I really wanted to keep Windows because I was so used to Windows. But as I got to try it out, it was great. It was really great. The tryout system is really great. You can't save anything or anything on there because it's not really on there. But you can try it out to see how it is and see how you like it. It comes pre-installed with a lot of programs. Like I said, it comes in pre-installed with OpenOffice. It comes pre-installed with its own instrumental client called Empathy and an email client, which I cannot remember the name of. It also comes installed with GIMP and Firefox, which we all know is better than Internet Explorer. You can install Google Chrome or their open source version, which is called Chromium. Either way it goes, you still got Chrome. Now, if you have an older computer, I will tell you that when you install it, you may want to turn off the desktop features on there automatically, because it won't probably have update systems on it, so you can't really do that much. But if you have a fast computer, go on ahead, because it's crazy. The windows wobble when you move them around. Probably not for some people's faces, but it's actually pretty cool to look at. There are some cons. There are some cons that if you are deciding to go ahead and download it, or you can buy it for a minimal fee. Well, no, you don't have to buy it. They'll email it to you for free. I believe Postis is free as well. But you should only do that as a last resort. But there are some cons. Like I said, it's a different operating system. Windows programs will not work. There is a program called Wine, but they do slow them up. And there's only a few programs that actually do work well on Wine. And they have them listed on their website. And some websites won't go on there only because you need Internet Explorer for some god-awful reason. I do not know why. They need to work on that. Another con is, while Ubuntu is easy to use, if you are a basic computer user, it's going to take some getting used to, definitely. Because some programs you have to install with a program called Terminal. And Terminal is pretty much like a command line for people that way back then used a computer. They know what a command line is before we got what is called a GUI. GUI. And you gotta type in code in order to install programs. And while, like I said, when I started off, it was kind of comprehensive, because when the computer was messing up, That's all I had to use was the command line, and I was getting nowhere. But I did get used to it, so there's no gripes about it. And lastly, you will get frustrated with a few things because, like I said, it takes some getting used to. But as long as you're getting used to it, you'll be alright. You will be alright. But if you want to check out more about this, I'm going to leave a link to the show notes. But you can, if you want to check it out while listening to the show, go ahead and check out Ubuntu.com. Ubuntu is pretty much spelled just like how it's said. If I can find the word, where is it? Here on Ubuntu. Oh, here it is. Ubuntu.com. It's basically it, and they'll take it over from there. You can download it from there, or you can ask for this to be sent to you by the mail. Coming up in the show, I will have the DSaint Radio News after this music break. Music break, I mean.
now. We hope everything works out. Be careful how you lick your wounds. Believe the change is coming soon. Again, look over your shoulder. Very carefully, look over your shoulder. Time.
And we are back after that musical break. You heard Above Me by Dominica from their album The Luxury. The Royal We by Silver Sun Pickups off of their album Swoon. And I'm Not Contagious by Chromeo off of their album Business Casual. Get ready to open up your minds, your ears, and probably your eyes. Okay, scratch the eyes. No, don't actually scratch your eyes. All right, you're just listening to Decent Radio. And here is DSR News. God, I love that song. Anyway, like I said, I am Shadow Akuma, and this is Decent Radio News. Over the weekend, a mysterious website by the name of FineMakovich.com that had a countdown clock that was leading to this Wednesday around 3 made the whole entire gaming community go nuts, as it may have been concerning Modern Warfare 3. After many questions, there are finally some answers. First off, it has nothing to do with Modern Warfare 3. Nor does it have to do anything with the company behind the series, Activision, as they released a statement saying that anything dealing with the site is a hoax that's not on their part, and that they are they're not revealing anything yet. Second, the people behind the website are a group called We Can Pretend. So what is the clock countdown to? From the pictures provided by G4TV.com, it seems like it's a live action fan film. So it could maybe be counting scenes from Modern Warfare 2 judging from the pics. Anyway, over last summer, there was an anime that took place. Pretty sure you probably heard of it. High School Today. If you don't know about it, I suggest you look it up, because I'm not explaining it anymore. I'm not. If you know what I'm talking about, then you'll be happy to hear that there will be an English dub on the way here via the Anime Network's on-demand service sometime in March. One new episode will premiere each week, and Anime Network promises to have the most top-notch voice actors for the show. There will be an Iron Man 3, just not directed by Jon Favreau. No, taking up the helm will be Shane Black, who wrote the screenplay for Lethal Weapon and directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which Robert Downey Jr. did star in. Favreau will be working on Disney's Magic Kingdom after Cowboys and Aliens. If sales for the 3DS in Japan are any indication that it will do well in the States, Nintendo is looking for at a very good year. 400,000 3DS were sold in Japan during the first hours of its release, and they sold out, with Nintendo already putting out more shipments this Sunday. For those of you that want to buy a 3DS once it comes here, here are a few March titles that will be out on the March 27th date. Pilot Wings Resort, Steel Diver, three variations of Nintendo Dogs plus that, plus Cats, my fault, Super Street Fighter 4, The Sims 3, Madden NFL Football, Pro Evolution Soccer 2011, LEGO Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars, Ridge Racer 3D, Super Monkey Ball 3D, Bust the Move Universe, Samurai Warriors Chronicles, Hatchball 3D, Combat of Giants, Dinosaurs 3D, and Rayman 3D. Nintendo's other first-party titles, such as the long-awaited Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D and Star Fox 3D, while won't be released at launch, they will be released this year around June. A teaser for a game that only was a poster up until now is on the web. Team Ninja's Ninja Gaiden 3 has a teaser. Like most teasers, there's not much is known about the game, and it's left to the fans speculate on what's going to happen. But from the looks of it, it looks like it's a return to form, even though there's nothing wrong with the second one. None at all. No. All you get in the trailer is Ryu killing somebody, apparently. But his eyes are glowing yellow, and it seems like there's something growing on his arms. Which, if you have followed Ninja Gaiden, the series, the updated series that Team Ninja made, maybe he could be turned into a greater fiend, who knows. The developers did hint on that. And while the Oscars, while people will be talking about the Oscars, DSR will be talking about the other movie award show that not many people know about. The Razzies, which always hold its show on the eve of the Academy Awards, had their fun of awarding the worst things in movies, like worst director and worst movie, and this year was no different. To no surprise, The Last Airbender took home most of the awards, such as worst director for M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, worst screenplay, worst supporting actor for Jackson Rathmore, and the new award, worst eye-gorging misuse of 3D. Some of the other awards that went out were to Ashton Kutcher for worst actor for not two movies, but yeah, two movies. I was going to say one to two movies. Valentine's Day and The Killers. Or just Killers. While Sarah Jessica Parker won Worst Actress for Sex and the City 2, the same movie, Sex and the City 2, also won for Worst Sequel and Worst Screen Ensemble / Screen Couple. Jessica Alba was named Worst Supporting Actress for Little Fockers, Machete, and The Killer Inside Me, and Valentine's Day. So she's just in a quad spectra of horrible movies. Yeah. Could the Superman movie directed by 300's director Zack Snyder have you kneeling before Zod? Maybe. While Zack Snyder has denied that Zod won't be in a movie, Hollywood Reporter has called Lord of the Rings vet Viggo Mortensen a person of interest who is also up to play in Universal Snow White and the Huntsman. Only time will tell if he takes the part and if he's going to be Zod. In other Superman-related news, Michael Rosenbaum is slated to return as Lex Luthor on CW's Smallville after leaving the show after the 7th season to work on other projects. He'll be in a 2-hour season finale, which is set to premiere in April. Wanted to watch Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, but was bummed out when Fox cut it like their other shows. Prepare to be happy again. Sci-Fi is set to air the canceled show on Thursday, April 7th at 9, with 2 episodes after the broadcast of Terminator 3, which is kind of convenient. The regular time slot will be at the Thursday from 7 to 11 p.m. thereafter. Do not take this as news that they might make a third season. They're just re-showing the episode, so you can think of grander right now. Also in the news, and I found this is kind of breaking news. After one day release of the 3DS in Japan, somebody has hacked it. Kind of. You see, somebody went ahead and was able to use a R4 card, which is pretty much the same type of card that the DS used. And they were able to put pirated games on the 3DS. It's not 3DS pirated games, but DS and DSi titles. So, there you have that. But after one day, that's kind of impressive. And finally, Bethesda wants you to have a baby when their new game comes. The Elder Scrolls Skyrim comes out. Why? So you can name your spawn Donovan, which means dragon lord, I think. I know you may be asking or wondering, why do you want to name your son and or daughter that? Well, you get a prize. A nice entry prize if you're a gamer. You will get a Steam code. And with that code, you will have access to every ZeniMax / Persessa game, past, present, and future, for life. When people had heard about this, they thought it was a joke, but Persessa is dead serious. But if you did want to have a child during on their release date, which they are hoping for you to do, you kind of missed your window. Last Friday was actually the day to actually consummate and have a baby around that era on Friday, because only by Friday will you have exactly 9 months where you'll have the kid on November 11th, 2011, which is 11-11-11, not really. So either you fake it and adopt a small baby and change his name, or you're just SOL. I am Akuma Shadow. You are going to be continuing to listen to my voice, but this was D-Saint Radio News. After the music break, I will be going over the top 5 games that I want to have an HD remake. Do you know how many games are there for an HD remake right now? We're making a Splinter Cell HD remake, Prince of Persia HD remake, Beyond Good and Evil HD remake. There's rumors that there's going to be a Halo HD remake. Come on. I need these games. Stay tuned.
Yeah. gonna be enough?
Back, and in that last musical set you heard Shiki no Uta from Mimini off of the Samurai Champloo soundtrack, and Gold Gun Girls, the Mike Shinoda remix by Metric off of the Donate to Haiti Relief Fund CD, which they still do need some relief, by the way, so donate some more if you have to. Even if you can download those awesome tracks by Mike Shinoda, he makes most of the tracks on there, including that one you heard, like I said. Alright, second to last segment, second to last, and I'm going to do a double feature of it, by the way, so listen up. This segment is brand new, and it's called Tops. And basically, Tops is me and the staff are going to make a list. Probably top 5, probably top 10. Depending on our given mood, and we're going to go ahead and make up a list of our favorite things, or not favorite things, it depends on the list. And I'm seeing how this episode is called Reboot, I figure what great way to make a list than to make a list of games that I wish they would make a sequel or be rebooted, because they're already making, if you haven't already heard, they're making a Devil May Cry reboot with some dude that does not look like Dante. And they're also making a Tomb Raider reboot with a chick that does not look like Lara Croft. One is good, one is bad. Dante bad, Lara Croft good. Dante looks like Jack Skellington's cousin. I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, these games I have played, and they are so fun that I wish they would make a remake already or the sequel to it. And some of these companies can't make it. They have loads of money to make it. So, number 5, Jade Empire. It came out for the Xbox a while back, and it's from the same people that did Mass Effect, BioWare. It's like Knights of the Old Republic, but it's not like a turn-based game. It's more of an action-oriented RPG, in a way. And it takes place in China. And it has all these mystical stuff. And you get to pick your character. You get to pick a fast one, a strong one, or a balanced one. And in the PC version of it, and a special edition version of it, you can also pick a strong magic user. So that's pretty cool. And they can be male or female. And this actually does play well into the game. It has a colorful cast of characters that follow you. Although you can only have one during these missions, but you can pick which one you want. Like I said, it goes into it. And just like Knights of the Old Republic and Mass Effect, there's two sides that you can actually go... You can actually go between each side. The open palm, which is basically the good side, and the closed fist, which is the bad side. But they're not necessarily good and bad. You can be closed fist and help somebody out, but you're still getting profit off of that. Or you can be on the good side and not help somebody out because they're evil. So there's that. The game kind of left itself open for a sequel to it, because even though the ending is the ending of endings for your character, depending on what you did, it opened up a realm, because there was another part of the world that they could have explored. That, and it's, like I said, an action RPG oriented game with no guns. I mean, there is one gun that you use in the game, but it's slow. It's a musket, so it's really slow to load and stuff like that. Number 4 is Phantom Dust. It's another Xbox game, but it's not very well known around these parts. It was highly praised by the gaming press, and it had this odd trading card third-person shooter mechanic where you pick up abilities from these things called dust, from the dust, and you use them to shoot at people or make shields or stuff like that. So like I said, it's like a third-person shooter with card gaming mechanics within it. And you play as a guy with amnesia who can't remember a thing about them, in a world where nobody actually does remember anything about them except their name. Well, no, they get to pick out their name. And they don't remember a thing. The whole world is destitute and everything. And each match that you end, you can only be in there for 15 minutes, or the effects of the dust will make you lose memory again. It's a pretty crazy story, and the only reason I say this could be either be remade or they could make a sequel to it is, with now with games with DLC, there is loads of possibilities with this game. You can come out with DLC packs for abilities, or DLC packs for maps, for versus matches, which they do. And you can trade abilities with other people. Back when you had the Xbox and you were on Xbox Live, you could trade with other people and get abilities that you couldn't nowhere else get, or win abilities that you couldn't get in matches. So it's actually a pretty good game to go into. This is crazy, though. I'm still not finished with it. The third game on my list, and you did hear music of it in the beginning and probably parts of the show, Killer Instinct. It's a fighting game made by Rare, and it only came out for the Super NES, which nowadays, if you notice, Nintendo and their first party titles, they're more on the E side. This one was T-rated, but they had some M-rated moments in there, I will tell you that. It's like Mortal Kombat in terms of blood and over-the-top fighters. There was a character, I can't remember her name, but they have these finisher attacks, and one of her finisher attacks was, she would flash her boobs, and if it was a guy character, his head would explode. No, his heart would explode. His heart would explode from seeing her breasts. If it was the same girl character, she stomps her foot in disappointment because she's mad. You can probably guess why she's mad. There was a Killer Instinct too, and that version is, I think both Killer Instinct and Killer Instinct 2 are on Xbox Live Arcade from Rare. And the only reason I had said Killer Instinct is Mortal Kombat's also coming out with a reboot. After the dismal sales of Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe, they went back to fighting form with the 2D plane and just the regular gore and action that Mortal Kombat fans deserve. And I know pretty much a lot of people that want to see another Killer Instinct game. Rare could go ahead and make it. Who knows? The second game on my list is Star Wars Battlefront. This could definitely use a third game. Definitely. There have only been two games, and I think there was one for the PSP. But that was it after the whole series. They could definitely use it, especially now in the Call of Duty age, and people are starting to get sick of army games. Even though this is kind of an army game, it's in space. And you can act, and like they did with Battlefront 2, you can break it up and have space battles. There's loads of possibility that you actually can do with this game. And not only will it will give Call of Duty a run for its money only because of the sheer fan base of Star Wars and games. Especially if it's made by the same people that made it before. Which, sadly enough, that company is gone. Which sucks. Don't understand that. And besides, you get to play as many of the Jedi characters. Like, if you play for the... You can go ahead and play with Vader. I can't remember their names, I'm sorry. If Star Wars fanboys want to hurt me, go on ahead, I forgot. My last game on my list. And it's actually a pretty awesome game, despite some frame rate issues. But the game came out, it's one last great games that came out before the Xbox games were kaput, and you can't really find them at GameStop stores anymore. At least not in my GameStop. You can't find them anymore. But the last game is called Advent Rising. I'm actually going to go into this a little bit. Advent Rising was a game about this guy named Gideon Graves. He's a space pilot. Goes to the space station to see his fiance and his brother. And after an alien attack, he's forced to choose, does he save his wife or does he save his brother? You pick either or, the other one dies, sadly enough. And Gideon goes on, and he goes on with another woman, this other woman, and he comes to find out that he has, apparently Earthlings have these abilities that allow them to use powers that you would not think we would be able to use, like telekinesis for one, or to speed up time or slow it up, which is pretty awesome to use. You want to think of it as like the prototype for Infamous, even though it wasn't made by the same people. It was no way in turn made by the same people, but it was Infamous had the whole person gets unbelievable superpowers. It's just like that, except without the moral compass or anything. And it took place in space. There weren't really many space battles, and the only time you actually spent in space in a spaceship, wow, that's a lot of space, is during the opening credits, which were actually tasted pretty good. And the music was actually pretty awesome on there. It left the opening for a second game, and from what I have read, it was going to be a three-part trilogy, and the game was made for the PSP, but because sales were so abysmal for it, even though ratings for it was kind of good for some games, it didn't do as well. They even had a contest, and I got on the box when I read it. They had a contest where when you hooked up on Xbox Live, you had to look for these symbols. If you found all the symbols, you would get $10,000. didn't do as well. So that sucks. But other than that, these five games, I actually did put a lot of thought into them, because these games could have the possibility of being remade. With all the other stuff that's getting remade, like movies or technology, I wouldn't mind seeing something that I would truly actually want as a remake. Was I looking forward to a Tomb Raider? No. I thought they was going to continue on with her. Did I look forward for a Devil May Cry? No. I thought there was actually going to be a Devil May Cry 5. Don't know why they decided to go ahead and make a Skinny Jean man. And even though I could have went the route of saying they could have remake Resident Evil, I think Resident Evil right now is going in a good direction. Maybe I'm Resident Evil 6 or the upcoming title Resident for the 3DS. Maybe that is going to be a return to form. Who knows? Anyway, I know I said I was going to do two segments, but because of time constraints on the actual show, I'm actually going to hold off doing profiles until I actually get everybody's profile. I only had gotten a few of them, and I wouldn't mind getting them all, so that way maybe it'll be like a ginormous special episode, and I could actually get somebody from our staff to be on the show, and they can help me out with hosting, you know? But do not fret. Like I said in the beginning of the show, or during the show, I forgot when. Like I said, there are many ways that you can go ahead and find us.
How do I find your show?
You posted a very good question, computer. How do I find you guys? Well, it's very simple. We have a few places that you can do that. There is our newly made Decent Radio fan page for Facebook, which I will have a link up on the blog as soon as I can, because I have been busy. We also have our official Twitter page. And if you are listening to this, if this is Podomatic, this may be my last show on Podomatic, and I will be switching to YouTube, because I believe I can get away with more space, because my shows are very size-consuming, and I need all the space I can get. With YouTube, I don't really have to worry about size as far as how big the file has to be for the video file. But other than that, I'm pretty much golden right now with how the show is. So I may be switching over to YouTube, and that does not change anything. We still have our blog at dsaintradioblog.wordpress.com. That's dsaintradioblog.wordpress.com. See, I can spell. It's beautiful, ain't it? I can spell. But like I said, probably in the next episode, I can get everybody's profiles put together, and I'll have them all on there by then. But for now, just check out the blog. The profiles are slowly but surely showing up as Maxwell is doing it, because he has been busy as well. And I have been helping him out, don't worry. And you can also check out editorials, news stories, stuff that doesn't make it to the show, because we do the show at least towards the end of the month. So there's a lot of stuff in between that you can actually get from there. And quite possibly reviews as well, because I only have a Wii. And if the other staff members can get reviews in, that would be pretty cool. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Flash, flash. Yong, yong. Ding, gong. My own knee. I got that from the mummy. Anyway, this is the end of the show, and I would like to actually thank a few people. Staff, most importantly, they have helped me out, especially Tomo. Tomo has helped me out with a lot of ideas, and so has Sakura. Sakura has helped me out with some ideas beautifully. Thank you. Thank you, too. I would also like to thank Nicola the Dead on Twitter, because she seems to be the only fan of Decent Radio at the moment that's going to be on YouTube, which is pretty awesome. Thank you. I also like to thank Devinor. She knows who she is, senpai. Kid Coon 14. I'm pretty sure there's some other people on Twitter that I should be thanking. If you guys know who you are and you're listening to the show, let me know in the comments. I would like to know who else I could thank on the show. And, oh, wait. We do have another way you can contact us. I forgot. We have a Gmail number. And that number, you can call us, leave us a message, or text message us and leave us a message about the show. And that would be pretty awesome as well. If you send us a voicemail, that voicemail will be played on the show. Got questions, comments? I'll play them during the show. I'll put them on there. Our number is 313-312-5862, I believe. 313-5862. Yep, that is our number. 313-312-5862. That's 312. Wait, no, that's 313-312-Akuma. No, 31-Akuma. That's what it spells. Mm-hmm. Booyah. Your mind is blown. The smithereens. Okay, I'll stop. Our last track for tonight is a track that I have been listening to constantly since it came out. It's a very catchy, funky song. That song would be called... Oh, wait, here it is. Right, here it is. Yep. Bang 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 by Mark Ronson, featuring Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest and Amanda Waller from MNDR. This has been Decent Radio, Episode 1, Season 2, Reboot. Night.
Gonna believe in the stories that you're weaving. We believe in the